Good morning and welcome to worship here at Westwood Church in Los Angeles, California on May 10th. It's Mother's Day and we gather together online, turning our hearts together toward God. I hope you feel welcome and at home where you are as we come together in this virtual way. You are welcome here. We are a reconciling church and are intentionally inclusive of and celebrating of the diversity of people who are a part of our church, including diverse races, ages, ethnicities, sexual orientations, gender identities, and more. We're glad to have you with us, even in this virtual way. We hope you'll participate as you're able from wherever you are in the link for this particular video, and on our church website, you are able to download a worship guide that will offer words to the prayers and songs so that you can sing and pray with us today. We invite and encourage you to join us as much as you're able from home. It's our great joy to welcome the Reverend Diana Holbert as our preacher this morning. She is our Director of Children and Family Ministries, and it is good to hear a word from her today. So thank you for being with us. Let us continue in worship together.
Thank you. living God. Long ago, faithful women proclaimed the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and the world was changed forever. Teach us to keep faith with them, that our witness may be as bold, our love as deep, and our faith as true. Amen.
Chapter. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwellings. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does God's works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The sermon title for today is How Can We Know the Way? The story that you heard told in the gospel reading this morning says that Thomas sat there doubting what Jesus was saying to him. I love Thomas. He's so much like most of us. Well, maybe not like you, but definitely like me. That he doubts things and he says, "Well, how do you do this? I'm not really very good at this. Please show me how, show me which way. And I end up, like Doubting Thomas, just questioning. So Jesus said, Thomas, don't forget. You know the way where I'm going. You know the way. Well, the way Jesus was going, this is Passover. They knew the trial was coming and the end was near, and they knew that he had said he must die. Well, not one of the single disciples wanted to die along with him for being one of his followers. So what to do about that? Trial, death, then what? Jesus was leading the way. Jesus had this most amazing capacity that Jesus still has, and that is to be present in his absence. You know the story of Stephen that you heard before? Jesus was present even in Stephen's last words as they were stoning him to death. Lord, do not hold this against them. That is really amazing. And it reminds me of the death of Jesus. Do not hold this against them. But Thomas isn't so sure about this. How do we find our way when Jesus says, you know the way? And especially right now when our life isn't maybe so easy, when the absence of Jesus may seem so strong. I love this passage. Years ago, I choreographed this for my dancing group in First United Methodist Church in Dallas. Lou danced the part of Jesus, and we had the rest of the dancers be the disciples. As Lou was telling that Jesus needed to leave and go, and the disciples were so afraid, and they were rocking back and forth, not knowing what to do, hearing these words of departure, not knowing how they could exist without the presence of Jesus. And then in the choreography, I knew that Jesus would leave the sanctuary, and that the Holy Spirit would come, because that's what Jesus promised, that the Paraclete, the Advocate, the Comforter would come again to them, reminding them of the works of Jesus, reminding them of the way they needed to go. So I thought, what does that Holy Spirit teach them? And I looked back at John 13. And you remember what happens there in John 13? He's at the table. They're having a Passover. And he gets up from the table. He tucks a towel around his belt. And then he comes forward with a basin of water and begins to wash the disciples' feet. That's what I knew I needed to put in the choreography. And so when we got to the part where Jesus has left the stage and in comes the Holy Spirit, so loving and invisible, here are the disciples feeling that presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit and turning to each other and washing their feet. It was a beautiful moment. And as Brahms Intermezzo number 118 came to a close, each one of the disciples knew the presence of Jesus. Washing feet. Pope Francis wash the feet, not of other Christians, but of Muslims. I believe it was the first year he had taken on this huge job of being Pope. He washed their feet. And when I think about this scripture that says, in my Father's house are many mansions or many dwellings, I like to think that there's room in God's kingdom, of God's realm, for many ways up the mountain to God. And I think Pope Francis might agree with me on that. And now I'm wondering, looking at Jesus washing the disciples' feet, thinking about the many different ways that people have washed feet over the centuries in the name of Jesus, why on earth isn't it a sacrament of the church? Baptism, Holy Communion, Jesus also did this. So I want to make it sacramental today. I'm not going to wash your feet because your feet are in your house and I can't get to them. But I promise that when your feet come back to church, I'm going to choose one of you and wash your feet, because it is a sacramental act of knowing how to do the work of Jesus. So, what does foot washing mean to us now in the time of COVID-19? How do we wash each other's feet today? In other words, how seriously do we take the faith? How seriously do we believe that Jesus can lead us? How seriously do we believe that Jesus will come again and will take us to himself, so that where he is, there we may be also? You know, we can wash each other's feet. We can welcome that beloved Jesus whom we do not see. We can wear masks to protect others from our germs. We can shelter in place to protect all of us, including ourselves. We can let ourselves feel the feelings and let others feel their feelings. We can learn to deal with anxiety, which is only movement with no place to go. So put on some music and dance. We can check on those in solitude or in single parenting situations, or those on the front line. We can pray. We can care for children, whether in physical proximity or across internet or on the phone. We can care for ourselves so that we feel the presence of the one who draws near so silently. We can even join our money with our youth group here, with the Grapplers, in giving to the World Harvest LA Food Bank. We can breathe. I want you to try something, because I believe in incarnation. And I believe there's an infinity here in this sign. And I want you to take your index finger and put it on your leg or your arm. I'm going to use my arm. And I want you to begin making that sign of infinity. But as you go up, I want you to breathe in. Then hold it. Then breathe out, coming down. Then hold it. Then breathe in. The symbol of infinity, the infinite love of Jesus. In the silence of that breathing, what comes to you? In these many acts of foot washing, we offer the presence of God in the absence of Jesus, but in somehow Jesus' presence here on our feet and on the feet of the world. This is how we know the way, Thomas. Listen to this poem written by the Reverend Steve Garnas Holmes. Only afterward do you know it was the Beloved who draws near so silently, invisibly, so much not about himself, but about you. It was hardly him there, but the empty space of a divine, loving gaze. Until after, when your heart speaks, burning with a presence, and you know and learn to say each moment, especially the most abandoned ones, "Welcome, Beloved, whom I do not see, even whose very absence is full of your presence." Amen.
Sisters, brothers, siblings in Christ, God invites us to bring our doubts and fears, our joys and concerns, our petitions and praise, and offer them for the earth and all its creatures. Creating God, you establish the earth and everything in it, setting the appointed times for growth and for rest, for fruitfulness and regeneration. Bless the flowering plants and sprouting seedlings that bring joy and nourishment to a hungering world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ever-present God, your covenant endures through every generation as you cover us in your steadfast love. Comfort us in our uncertainty and affliction, our disappointment and fear. Help us to find true refuge in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of restoration and healing, you meet us in our suffering and brokenness with mercy and strength. Breathe your spirit into the weary and wounded, the isolated and oppressed. Bring peace to all who continually labor to give care and to liberate. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Empowering Spirit, you lead us in the ways of righteousness. Grant us courage to follow as faithful disciples in the ways of love and truth. Embolden our witness as your church in this wilderness season. Bind our hearts to yours and our love to one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Christ, you prepare a place for us in the home of the mother and father of us all. Draw us more deeply into yourself through scripture read, water splashed, bread broken, wine poured, so that when our hearts are troubled, we will know you more completely as the way, the truth, and the life. Trusting in your resurrection power, we pray all of these things and together as Jesus taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Announcements for this week would be that we are very thankful and delighted that you are online worshiping with us. When we do this at our house, it feels like we're in church, except no hugging. So that's a safe way. And it's also a wonderful way to stay connected to a community. Whether you live here in Los Angeles or way far away in another country, you are welcome here with us. There is a new Zoom session going on in the church, and it's called God Talk. It's with Reg Gibson and John Holbert, two mighty males, and the next meeting will be on May 19th. It's every other Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. Just look online and find how to get onto the Zoom connection. It will be there in a link. Follow-up today is at 11 o'clock, and we hope that you'll be there. It's live and wonderful and lively as well. The children and youth programs are very active, even during this separation. Email or call or comment if you'd like to be connected. You do not need to be a member of this church to be part of our children and youth programs. And finally, we encourage you to be generous with your gifts of tithes and offerings in support of our church and of these ministries. You can give through our website or by mail. So be generous. And now will you receive the benediction? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.